President Bush is in Florida today pushing his tax cut plan. It faces an uncertain future in the Senate, and the president wants the support of Florida's two Democratic senators. The House of Representatives endorsed the across-the-board rate cut last week. The president has been on the road lately on a campaign to pass the tax cut. Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
According to polls, President Bush seems to be succeeding in convincing voters that his tax cut plan should pass in the Senate.
That's true. The polls generally show that voters support the across-the-board rate cuts, that they are for a tax cut. They think it will help the economy, all of those things. And that wasn't true a few months ago. So the president has succeeded in convincing voters that a tax cut is a good thing. Now, that's not a hard sell when you think about it. But still, he has been successful. But there are also polls that when given a choice between cutting taxes a lot versus cutting them a little and using the money for education, Medicare, et cetera, the vast majority say cut taxes a little and use it for social programs. That's mainly because they think they'll get the Medicare and they might not get the tax cut. Now, in the House, that choice wasn't presented to the members when all the Republicans voted for the tax cut plus 10 Democrats. Because it came up just as a freestanding tax cut bill. In the Senate, in order for the tax cut to come to the floor under rules that prevent filibustering, it will have to come up as part of a total federal budget. And at that point, the choices will be there. Are you cutting something in terms of spending in order to cut the taxes as much as the president wants to cut the taxes? That's going to be a fight.
Well, given that, what's going to happen?
Well, I think what you're going to see is changes in the tax bill. And over the weekend, you heard a lot of mumbling along those lines, including the Senate Republican leader, Trent Lott, and to some degree, the president in interviews that he gave with a couple of newspapers, although his aides started to back off from the president's conciliatory words. So I think you're likely to see the top rate cut not be such a high cut. You're likely to see the estate tax compromised rather than eliminated. But I think in essence, the president wins. He gets to say he has a great big across-the-board tax cut. And for that reason, you're seeing all kinds of interest groups get involved in this bill that would normally not care much about taxes on both sides. Republican groups that think it's very important to show a Bush victory, and Democratic groups that think it's very important to show that Democrats are still alive and well in Washington, even though they don't have any control of any of the institutions. And some of these Democratic groups are also saying, Democrats, stand up. Don't just go along with President Bush. They're putting the heat on their own members.
How's bipartisanship doing?
Well, the truth is that it will be bipartisan when the Republicans don't have the votes, and it will be partisan when Republicans do have the votes, as they did on taxes in the House. But you're also seeing a certain strategy come into play here, where Democrats are saying, oh, look at those mean Republicans. They're not being bipartisan like they said they were going to be. They are harsh the way they've always been harsh. That's a strategy that's worked for Democrats, particularly with women voters and in the suburbs. But they have to be careful, too, because there's some polls out that they're looking at that show that the vast majority of voters want Democrats to cooperate with President Bush, even if it means giving up on some things that are important. So it's a fine line.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.